Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you. The 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution here, okay? Always appreciate your time, I really do. Look, there's so much news you got to go through, and then you got, when I get Kimberly on, she's going to have a field day with some of this stuff. So I'm going to hold off on the Hunter Biden and the Archer testimony just for a few minutes, because I know you're all chomping at the bit to actually talk about it. But, you know, something that went by today that was totally, I won't say it was totally unnoticed. That wouldn't be the right thing to say. But it might as well have been, right? You got a Democrat governor today signed a bill into law to allow, ready for this one? Non-U.S. citizens become police officers. At the rudimentary level, at the fundamental level, what a bad idea. Is it not? Or am I just overreaching here, right? Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, he signed a bill into law that allows the non-U.S. citizens to become police officers in the state. Now, again, Illinois Bill 3751 will no longer require U.S. citizenship as a qualification to become a police officer. The bill was signed by him. It'll go into effect January 1st, 2024. Facing heavy opposition. Now, I'm not going to state that every one of these people is breaking the law. But if they're not a U.S. citizen, then I don't get it. How are they going to uphold the law? What are they doing? What are they looking at? Right? Curious. The bill provides an individual who's not a citizen, but is legally authorized to work in the United States, I guess a work permit of some kind, green card or what have you, is authorized to apply for the position of police officer. Now, they have to meet all the requirements and limitations other than citizenship to which applicants are subject to. Adding that a non-U.S. citizen must be able to obtain, carry, purchase, or otherwise possess a firearm under federal law. I thought you had to be a U.S. citizen to buy, carry, and have a CCW, carry permit. Now, immigrants who remain in the country under the DACA, you remember, Deferred Action for Childhood, are also entitled to apply for the position. Now, federal law currently forbids non-U.S. citizens to serve police officers and deputies. So again, no one is above the law. Doesn't apply to Democrats. Does anybody else see the hypocrisy here? So I guess if you're a Democrat governor, you can do anything you want to do. If you're a Republican governor, you have to be challenged legally every single time you put your signature on a piece of paper. Right now, Illinois Representative Mary Miller, a Republican, voiced her outrage over the new law. She said that no sane state would allow foreign nationals to arrest their citizens. Now, yesterday, when nobody was, she said, you know, Sunday, right, when no one was paying attention, Pritzker signed the bill to allow illegal immigrants to become police officers, giving non-citizens the power to arrest citizens in the state. Now, the beauty behind this, hopefully this will drive these people into a direction to really replace this guy. And then this law will get repealed. People who are breaking the law by their simple presence here can now arrest American citizens. Boy, that makes all the sense in the world, doesn't it? Which is why the border crisis has got to be fixed. The Fraternal Order of Police also condemned the bill after it passed in the Democrat-controlled State House. It went on to say, you know, what message does this send? When it allows people who do not have legal status to become the enforcers of our laws, I mean, think about it. If they don't care enough through the law to get what they need to get, you know, to be here, breaking the law to begin with, becoming police officers, getting guns, though I feel so much safer now, don't you? It's ridiculous. They don't want to follow the law. They can care less about their law. They're looking at you. They're making that nasty sign to you. It's just amazing. I'm telling you, it goes back to the Dems are losing the black community in bigger numbers than they could possibly imagine. They need another group of people to vote for them. They need another group of people who, in essence, what are the Dems doing here? Right, think about everybody that's been brought in across the border. They're not going to show up in court. Give me a break. And not only are they not going to show up in court, they're getting free food, free housing in a lot of cases. They're getting medical attention. The kids are getting educated. And yet we have veterans sleeping in the streets. We have veterans not getting the care that they need. And you Devs, you keep seeing this? Good for you. Good luck to you. I mean, it just shows you what cold-hearted people some of them are, where they want the power more than they want to take care of our veterans. Where they want that power more than they want to take care of our people. Show them what's in your house. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. You know, I love it. I loved it today. If you were following, you know, the hearings and the news floating around the hearings, because you can't just focus so much in on one thing that you don't see little fringes, the stuff falling off to the sides. And again, I say to you, the scary thing about all of this is the average person doesn't pay attention. Doesn't really get how to tie all this stuff together. You don't believe me. I'm not the smartest guy in the room by any stretch of the imagination. And yet I can tie this stuff together. And today in the Archer testimony, just to watch how the Democrats, who was it, Campbell, went running out, a Democrat congressman, went running out afterward to let the press know, well, not to lie to the press. He pulled it. Can we say he pulled it? Not a Schumer, but Schiff. He pulled a Schiff today. You know, let me bring her on. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her viewpoint on these issues. Kimberly, what's his name? I can't think of the guy's first name, but he's Representative Campbell. And he went running out during one of the breaks to get a jump on the press to lie to them about what was being said. Did you catch that?
Is that the guy who was, like, stuttering? Like, you could tell he was lying? Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah, what? But that was great. I mean, at least I thought it was great because then you had some of the other ones that came out at the very end. I mean, it's almost like he couldn't wait to get out there. He couldn't wait to get out in front of everybody to let them know his viewpoint or what he was told to say. I'll put it that way.
Right.
Out to the general populace, you know?
Oh, yeah, because the general populace, if they're of the Democrat persuasion, are dumb enough to believe him. They'll just believe whatever he says, and the media won't call him on it.
Right.
They never do.
No.
All the Democrats that go on those left-wing cable news networks or the mainstream media, they never ask them actually hard questions. They never call them out when they know they're lying, ever. I just saw something earlier. Schiff actually said recently, you know, all these accusations, and there's no, you know, talking about it. Impeachment inquiry, and there's nothing there. It's like searching for something. It's like Schiff said that. Are you forgetting? Are you kidding me? The guy who lied about Russia collusion for years.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for him to show the evidence. Right?
I mean, he has
shown nothing, right?
No, because he's lying. That's all Democrats do. Lie, and lie again.
I can't, you're sitting in the same room and seeing two different things, right? Now, I'm sorry, I screwed it up. It's Democrat Representative Dan, thank you. See, I love people. Dan Goldman.
Okay,
he said that Archer did not link Joe Biden to Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings in any way. There were 20 conversations or plus that the person on the other end of the phone, they simply discussed things like, you know, the weather and how things were going as a whole.
Yes, he said they discussed the weather. That's what he said. That's right. Yeah,
now, let me tell you,
buddy.
You get the vice president.
Okay, Frank.
Yeah. Of these United States. And he's on the phone. Why wouldn't he be on a speakerphone? Wouldn't you do that? He tried to allude to the fact, well, look, this is his son's business partner or his son's friend. Of course he's going to say hello and all of that.
Really? Yeah, okay. God, these people really hate Americans. They especially hate their own supporters.
Well, they love themselves more than anything. I mean, think about it. Think about all the money that these people are putting in their pocket, right?
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
You know, it's so funny to watch pictures now coming up with you know, Joe Biden and Hunter with his business partners and other people playing golf, going to dinners and doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me that not one word, well, Joe wouldn't remember anyway at this point, but you're going to tell me not one word was mentioned, you know, while you were there out on the golf course?
Right. Anyway. Sure.
Some short points that came out today when Joe Biden was vice president. He joined Hunter Biden's dinners now with his foreign business associates. Also had conversations with people over speakerphone, but we already know about that. Archer testified that his value of adding Hunter Biden to the Burisma board was the brand and confirmed that the then vice president Joe Biden was the brand, as they referred to him. Well over 20 phone calls calling him that name. Yeah, you know, they're going to say, yeah, but doesn't this really point to Joe B? Right? You know that.
Hunter wouldn't have got any of this money or any of these deals if it wasn't for his father.
Yeah, then and Don't you love, they use the, John Kerry line, right? We still can't prove or can't find where money went directly into Joe Biden's account or that he is the guy. And I'm thinking, remember when John Kerry said, I don't own a private plane?
Yep.
This is how they operate, right?
That's exactly how they operate.
I just love it. It's like
their stories change, though. Keeps changing as more stuff comes out. Their story, you know, the White House and Democrats are like, well, you know, first, you know, Biden said, I never talked about business with my son at all. I never talked about his business. Then it comes out, well, you know, he might have said hi on some phone calls. And yes, so they admit that he did talk to Hunter's business partners, you know, people, whatever.
I just love this stuff. I'm sorry. Isn't this like fighting with your 17-year-old after the car shows up in the driveway with a scrape on it? And you're going, wait a minute. You were the last one to drive the car, right? Well,
right.
I used it to go to the store for you. You asked me to go to the store. You drove the car, right? Yeah, okay. Then it didn't have a scratch on it before you left, right? Well, I don't know. I didn't look on that side of the car. It might have. I don't think it did, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Come on. Let me just slam my head against the wall some more.
Right, exactly.
Right?
They have zero respect for the American people. They really don't.
I think it's they love themselves more. They want the money. They want the power more, don't you?
Oh, of course. They want to control everything in this country, including the people, but, you know, they still do have to get votes.
Right.
You know, so it's just so disrespectful how badly they treat Americans.
Well, got a lot more coming up after the break, people. Don't go far. Seriously, if you don't get anything out of this, if you don't figure out what the Democrats are doing, I think that somebody should take away your voter's card. Really do. All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News Update. Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a Biden administration ban on incandescent light bulbs starts Tuesday.
The Department of Energy said LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer than incandescent light bulbs. Any manufacturer who violates the ban may face a maximum penalty of $542 per illegal light bulb. I'm Brian Shook.
Police are investigating rapper Cardi B for battery after she threw a microphone at an audience member who threw a drink on her. It's according to a Las Vegas Metro Police Department statement to the New York Post. Videos from the event show the 30-year-old rapper throwing the mic toward the audience after a person splashes liquid from a cup at her. And TMZ reports Cardi B allegedly told the crowd to cool the singer down with water in the hot weather. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly becoming part of the conversation. You know, you got to get informed. If you don't get informed, I mean, seriously, people, don't bother having the argument, because you just make the rest of us look like fools. And I really wish people would just pay attention, know what the true issues are, and then have the conversation. You'd be surprised. Would you have the truth? You'd be surprised. You might not be able to get them to switch their minds, but you'll definitely be able to get them to gag on the truth, which I always enjoy. Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every week. No, Kimberly, really, seriously. You know, you sit there, and I love what you say to people. Well, didn't you know they did this? And that was reported on CNN.
Yeah.
And they look at you like you have nine heads, and they can't fight that one because that's their beloved CNN, right?
Yep. Use it all the time when I can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and by the way, that fellow, let's see if I can get this. You know, it never works for me the first time. I always screw this thing up. But the Dan Goleman, take a look.
Your phone conversations, they don't seem concerning to you because there is no specifics about business. And it just seemed like
it was clear that it was clear that it was as part of the daily conversations that Hunter Biden had with his father. And sounds like most of the time, now President Biden didn't even know who the people he was at dinner. He was just asked to say hello, and he would, you know, talk about the way he described it several times. They asked over and over and over. He described what the weather was, how what's going on your end. The witness was very, very consistent that none of those conversations ever had to do with any business dealings or transactions. They were purely what he called casual conversations.
Right, because... Go ahead.
I'm just laughing. Yep, sure, buddy.
Right, because the big guy sitting at the table or being on the phone has no pressure, no impression, sways no opinions, right?
Right.
Yeah, I find all of this just amazing. And the regular, you're right to at one point that the regular rank and file will swallow this.
Yep.
You know? Because, well, you
they
got CNN. Go ahead.
They already do.
Yeah.
That's the scary part.
Yep. You got,
it's
what
pathetic.
Is it? But you got it. CNN, MSNBC, all these mainstream media channels that are doing exactly that. They're not covering any of this.
Right.
So.
Right. And if they do cover it, it's all lies. It's all about saying how. It's all, you know, just Republicans trying to whatever.
You know, and again, do you not believe, I know you do, but even the average person, don't you believe that having that Biden last name, you're sitting at a table, whether it's lunch or, you know, some Ukrainian company, you know, energy company, when you're there doing that, you can't for a minute dismiss the fact that that holds a lot of water. There's no way you can get around that.
Well, look what happened when, you know, Burisma asked Biden to get rid of that prosecutor.
Yep.
He did.
He did. And we don't hear that anywhere. You don't hear the significance of what that might mean. I always find that amazing. They jump right over it.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah. I was doing a story earlier on the Illinois Governor Pritzker, who now allows non-U.S. citizens to become police officers with a new law he signed quietly over the weekend.
He's insane. I don't know why anybody still lives there.
I agree with you. I'm thinking to myself, here you got non-citizens, right? They're going to be arresting American citizens. And there's no reason in the world why would we want people to uphold the law and the Constitution who don't do it themselves? Federal law says you can't do that, right? Do you know that?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Federal law says you have to be a U.S. citizen to be a law enforcement officer.
It's going to cause even more problems because people are going to say F off. Like, they're not. Criminals... You think criminals, they don't even listen to regular cops now, American cops. You think they're going to listen to some foreigner?
Maybe that's the idea, is they figure that they won't listen to the American cops, maybe they'll listen to the other illegals.
I doubt it. They're criminals. There's no logic behind this. None. As usual.
Oh, no, no kidding.
Makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, they're having a hard time now. Come on. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They're simply having a hard time recruiting police officers in that state, and they thought this might help them.
They're having a hard time recruiting police officers because of their own actions towards police. Morons.
I just told you. I find all of this, again, you and I look at the basics, the foundational stuff here, and you go, look, you don't need a college degree to figure this out. It isn't that hard to figure out why these things are happening.
Right.
I mean, they're not that stupid. People say, well, maybe they didn't know. I go, no. They know.
Intentional.
They know exactly what they're doing. It's planned out. They've laid it out, and they know what they need to do to make it happen.
Everything the left does is intentional. Not one thing, not one statement that may make them sound like a moron is unintentional. Everything is intentional with the left.
God,
some of the dumb stuff Biden says is not, but that's different.
He's
not the one running the show, so it doesn't matter.
No, but you have to admit, he is so... if you can't tell that he's not there, there's no one home, all the lights have been left on, but there isn't anybody there, there's something wrong with you. And just amazing to me. All right.
I can't imagine anyone thinks that Biden's okay in his brain.
Oh, no.
He has not been for a very long time.
I believe you. But you would be surprised at how many, what I would consider to be pretty sane Democrats, really believe that he's making these decisions. Seriously. I question their sanity, but you'd be surprised. You know?
Wow.
So let me give you a quick story here and see if you... You can probably figure this out in 30 seconds. You've heard of the group Moms for Liberty, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, they're running around the country. They're doing a great job at exposing the graphic content in these elementary schools and you know, showing where this stuff is and how to find it. And, yep. you see the librarians and the school district, for that matter, standing behind them having these books.
Yep.
And the funny thing about it is when they show these pictures at the school district meeting, what always ends up happening is the board ends up shutting them down and saying, we don't need to hear that. And they're going, well, wait a minute. Our kids are reading these, and some of these books are mandatory reading for them. What do you mean you adults don't need to hear this?
Right.
Right? And I get the biggest kick out of these things because none of these board members and others really check out what's going on to understand, hey, you know, bottom line here is you guys put this in. You had to approve.
Right.
You can't say you didn't. You had to prove it. Now, just the other day, the Moms for Liberty got a notice that they're being audited by the IRS.
Of course.
Right? If this doesn't wake up some people, because there are Democrats that are on the side of not having these books in schools. They don't want them in schools.
Right.
Right? And when they start seeing this, hopefully they'll wake up and figure out what's going on. Now, notice I said hopefully. I'm not
that stupid. Yeah, you said hopefully.
Yeah.
You're not getting your hopes up.
Yeah. I won't buy any stock in that, but, you know,
right.
Again, you look at that and you say to yourself, my God, do you not see the connection here? So.
What do you mean, the connection?
Well, the connection between them bucking the system, right, Moms for Liberty, and then the Michigan Attorney General said that she filed an Internal Revenue Service complaint against the Moms for Liberty.
Oh, yeah. Of course that's related. Everybody's got to understand that one. Wait, you can't mean to tell me there's people that don't think it is.
No. Nope, they don't. They still have, well, I don't believe them, but they still have faith in this government and the different branches that they understand, where each other is supposed to be and what have you. They say that the left experts, the IRS investigation of the Moms of Liberty named an extremist group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, there you go. If the Southern Poverty Law Center names you an extremist group, then you must be good for the country, right?
Yes. They named Granite Rock, apparently, an extreme right-wing organization. Yeah. I was like, I don't know why you think that's bad. I think it's good.
Oh, God. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We're back, Joe Messina. Well, no, we're not. I'm back. We're back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, people, get involved, get engaged, figure it out, get informed. I don't know what to tell you. The days of total ignorance are gone. Where we're at today, we'll see if Kimberly agrees with me. We are where we're at today because of your great ignorance as to what's going on around you. Many of you sat at the table and said the government wouldn't do that, or so-and-so wouldn't do that, or that. Well, guess what? It did happen. It does happen. It keeps happening. And where are you guys? I mean, again, back to the school board meetings. You need to fill those boardrooms. There's no other way around it. That's how you make changes. That's how you make things different. Right, Kimberly?
Yes. And you can't just show up one time. You got to keep showing up. And you got to bring lots of people with you.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be the same people every time.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to just be consistent with doing it. Because they won't be afraid if you just do it once in a while.
No, that's right. If you show up with little waves here and there, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, and it's time, and again, it's time for parents to start speaking up, stick it up for your kids, and do it in bulk. I mean, look it. You've got, let's see. I did a story last week. I was just looking for it because it kind of, for me, it kind of fit in, right? You've got researchers at a school that were crying fascism because the students mocked the identity survey. Okay? Right, your kids and my
Wait,
kids would have done
they
that.
They were calling students fascists?
Yes.
Wow.
Which shows you the researchers don't understand basic English. But anyway.
Oh, my God. I would have a field day with that if they did that to me.
You and me both, and my kids would, too. Right?
Yeah, mine would, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you see what I'm saying? So anyway, they went through all this. They attacked these kids, called them, you know, white supremacists, that their responses were malicious at best. And,
oh my God, wait, what did the kids do? Now I want to see response. Did they share their responses?
They were asked to submit demographic information. When asked what disabilities they suffer from, the malicious students responded by saying, "My country is run by communists."
Oh my God. That's fantastic.
Oh, right? I'm an ethnic gift card, one student said. I don't have enough gift cards. That's what I'm upset about.
Oh my God. Where was this?
Come on, man. These questions are stupid. Everyone is a grab bag of genetics from all over the world. I love these kids. What school did this happen in? Oh, God. Come on. No, it's. I love these things. I run across these stories from time to time. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and then you try to check out the local newspaper because a lot of these small towns, they have a local newspaper, a news source.
Yes.
You know, there. And it's always funny to watch that. I'll send you the story. You can check it out later.
That's hysterical. I love it. The kids know it's crap, so they're just giving them.
I think they've always known. I talked to some of the kids from my school district. They know this stuff is crap, and they'll say, "Look, this stuff makes you guys more crazy. It does us. We just ignore it. We don't really care."
Right.
You know.
So the funny thing is these lunatic researchers aren't getting real answers because most of the kids are going to just mess around with it like that. But it sounds like these kids didn't, like, concerted effort, and they all did it.
Oh, yeah, they probably knew it was coming. They were told it was coming.
I love these kids. I don't care where they are. I love these kids.
Well, I think they should be pushing back like that, the stupidity that goes on in these classrooms.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's bad. But when the kids fight back, it's even better.
Oh, it's a lot more fun. Big time, right? Let's see, what other good ones do I have? I get to some of these, and I get to so many of them just before you come on. People inundate me with some of these stories, and you know, because they think they know or they have a clue as to what I'm going to talk about.
Right.
And you know, again, when it comes to the transgender stuff, you could do 3 hours a night, 5 nights a week, on the perils of this stuff.
Yep.
Right. And
yes, you could.
Yeah, and you go, doctors are screaming about it, real medical people are screaming, and yet nobody's paying attention, right? It's just nuts.
That's because, remember, you're not allowed to say anything bad about it because then they label you a transphobe. You don't care, it's not that you care about children and not mutilating them and destroying their lives for the rest of their lives. It's that you're a transphobe.
Yeah. No, totally
That's
agree.
Why.
Totally agree with you. Well, actually, for them, it's anything that goes against their mainline thinking. You're a phobe of that situation, right?
Seriously. I'm all kinds of phobes.
Yeah, I must be the phobe supremo or something like that. They got to come up with something for people like us. All right, well, here's one that's kind of weird, too. In a town of, ready for this one, Freedom, Wisconsin. There's a new law that looks like it's going into place, and some of the smaller bars are just scratching their head over it. And the state is thinking about lowering the minimum age for alcohol service to just 14 years old.
What?
14-year-old kids would be, working at a pub, a bar, whatever, a restaurant, would be able to bring your beer to your table, your drink to your table, that kind of thing.
14.
Well, listen, I'm sure they would be very conscious to make sure that they tested your drink, to make sure it tasted right, and that there was nothing wrong with it while they brought it over to the table. Don't you?
I'm just thinking 14 years old to be working in that type of environment in general where there's alcohol.
Yeah.
Because I worked in restaurants when I was 16.
Okay.
And it probably wasn't appropriate.
Oh, no. I can only imagine what you... Because I know the dogs that I hung around, what they were like. Right?
Yeah. And so, that's what I'm saying. Like, anyone who works in the restaurant business would probably disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, heck, after he's brought the third or fourth or fifth round to the table, there could be a problem. Or, with her, could be a problem.
I'm thinking more along the lines, especially with her.
Yes. Yeah. Well, today
girls.
I'm not going to... I'm trying to be an equal opportunity offender here, so...
Yeah, well, they are, so, yeah, you're right. No. I'm not down with that. I think 18 is fine. If you're 21, if you're trying to serve alcohol, I think 18 is fine, but not 14. Oh, my God. Good Lord, no.
Yeah, well, there's a whole... Yeah, but how many times do you think the legislators actually listen to the people in the business? I mean, to your point, there's a bunch of servers and others that say, hey, look, that's way too young,
Yeah.
18 we're good with. I guess it might be 21, but I don't think so. 18 is
places,
about the lowest it should go.
Yeah. It's too... I wouldn't even want a 14-year-old in the service industry environment, to be honest with you. Like, depending if it serves alcohol. Places that don't serve alcohol aren't as bad.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, my good Lord, no. I used to work in it. No. Please don't let your children do that.
I don't know. We've gotten to the... It's getting kind of weird. And people just think we're just old farts. But it's kind of like every bit of morality, every bit of things that seem to be good and wholesome and cool are now not. And you're old-fashioned if you believe that way. What do you mean? I'm old-fashioned if I believe that, I don't want my daughter, 14 years old, working in that kind of environment. I'm old-fashioned.
Well, what they'll do? They'll say, okay, then don't let your daughter work in that environment. But what about parents who don't give a crap about what their kids are doing?
That's
and
true.
Don't know? You know what I mean? Like...
Think about that. So your state's telling you that your son or daughter would be fine in a alcohol-ridden place at 14, and if you don't agree with that, there's something wrong with you. However, it's okay to have your kid's breast removed at whatever age.
And part of that also is, they talk about child labor laws. Well, where's the unions on this?
Oh, you don't think those people would be locked into a union? Seriously?
Oh, good
Come
Lord,
on.
That's probably what it is. If the unions support it, it's because they want more
union money, right?
Yep.
Oh, God. So, I got a quick 1 minute. You might appreciate this. LeBron James has a, I think it's 3, 4, or 5, called I Promise Schools, okay? Where,
yep.
Right, you know about this? Do you know
I've heard about the schools.
Oh, yeah. And they're, you put them in there. They're supposed to help the kids out. Yeah. Not one kid, not one student in the I Promise Schools has passed the math test since 2020.
Oh,
not
my
one.
God.
Right?
Wow.
And you go, this is what I keep trying to tell people. It's not the money. It's the curriculum, the teachers, and the attitude of the teachers. And they've seen it over and over and over again.
For decades.
Yeah.
For decades. No, they don't care because the unions only want more money in their pockets.
Money, money, money. All right, lady. Where do people find you?
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Well, Granite Crock's what a hate group, aren't they, or something like that?
Yeah, Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't like us.
Well, then I'll donate. All right. Have a great rest of the week. I'll talk to you later. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with me right after a few commercials.